the Immaculate Conception. How is that possible? The prophet Isaiah wrote, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel meaning God with us, Isaiah 7:14. In the Quran, it even says in Surah 19, the virgin Miriam, which is Mary, is the only woman mentioned by name in the Quran. Scoffers say, "You don't believe that, do you?" Matthew tells us the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. Now Joseph heard this after Mary had been away for 3 months with her cousin Elizabeth. Then Joseph, being a just man, was minded to put her away privily. But the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:18-21. They didn't make love till Jesus was born, Matthew 1:25. But afterwards they had at least 6 more children, James, Joseph, Judah, Simeon, and their sisters. That's in Mark 6:3. We find more details in Luke's gospel, who himself was a physician, and he wanted to know the details of what actually happened and what took place. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Then said Mary to the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." Luke 1:30-35. And Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is in Luke 1:38. Amazingly, Mary did not argue, "But what will Joe say? They'll throw me out of the house. They'll stone me. No thanks. Find someone else." Nothing of the sort. Only total trust and surrender. Unbelievably beautiful. She sure is to be venerated and honored for this. As within a Jewish culture of the time, by saying this, she actually had signed her death warrant. She then went with haste to Elizabeth, who in her old age was in the 6th month with John the Baptist, so she'd understand Mary's pregnancy. At least there she'd be safe for now. Important interjection. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was female. But in the New Testament, due to lack of knowledge of the Hebrew, which was considered a dead language in the 15th and 16th century, and also lack of understanding of the Aramaic language which Jesus spoke, we have a translation discrepancy where the Holy Spirit transgendered from female in the original languages into male gender. Please read "Why the Need for the Holy Spirit," in which this dilemma is clearly explained. Now we understand what happened. The Holy Spirit possessed Mary, and the power of the Highest, that is the Father, overshadowed the Holy Spirit who was within Mary. The egg cell or ovum in Mary's body was also taken over by the Holy Spirit, and this was inseminated by the Father. The Holy Spirit and the Father had to use Mary's body to give Jesus a physical body so that we could see him, feel him, touch him within our 4-dimensional parameters. That is why Jesus was God in human form and had such a formidable, strong link with his Father. For this reason, Jesus could do what he did. He was completely fearless, turned water into wine, overruled the nitty-picky Sabbath laws, calmed the storm, fed the thousand, touched and healed lepers, opened the eyes of the blind, caused dumb to speak, raised the dead back to life, healed severe mental issues, walked on water. Several times he single-handedly cleared out the temple of the money grabbers. And when it came to his crucifixion, he could say to his Father, "Not my will, but yours be done." He surrendered totally to the Father, hence his power. Of his Heavenly Mother, Jesus said, "All sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men and blasphemies. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. For they said, he has an unclean spirit." Isn't that a true son, standing up for his mother? "I don't care what you say about me, but let's get one thing straight. Don't you dare talk bad about my mother, because you won't be forgiven." Now, right at that time, his mother and brother show up. Because he was just defending the importance of his Heavenly Mother, he said, "Who is my mother or my brethren? Whoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Mark 3, verses 28 through 35. But even on the cross, Jesus cared for Mary. His last wish before dying was that she should take John as her son, so he'd take care of her. John 19, 26 and 27. Is there any scientific proof for this conception? Ronald Alden Wyatt was a nurse anesthesiologist. He became an independent archaeologist intending to find historical proof for the Bible. Ron died in 1999. I've edited parts of Ron's report in the pamphlet, "The Ark of the Covenant Awaits." Okay, this is from his report. He then found a stone casing. The lid had cracked and had been moved aside. He shone his flashlight down through the crack and saw a chest of beaten gold. He knew that he was looking at the Ark of the Covenant. An interjection: misfortunes that occurred because of the Ark finding. Number one, a young tourist who called a press conference to announce the find was found by the press corps dead from a gunshot in the back of his head. Two, a doctor of archaeology from the Israeli University, as he attempted to enter the chamber, became totally paralyzed in his back and legs. He spent 2 weeks in the hospital and swore he'd never try to enter that chamber again. Three, when the Israeli government released some information about the find, a riot ensued at the Dome of the Rock, resulting in over 20 deaths. So the Israeli government, satisfied that the Ark has been found, has ordered the chamber to be sealed. It awaits a better time for God to reveal it. This is not all. There was a black substance. In the chamber, Ron noticed a dried black substance in an earthquake crack in the roof above the Ark of the Covenant. He noticed that this black substance was also on the lid of the cracked stone casing. It had dripped on the Ark of the Covenant as the stone lid had been cracked and moved aside. Now, what substance could be so sacred that God made a provision for it to land on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant? Ron remembered the earthquake crack at the foot of the cross hole, which he had discovered earlier. Ron traced the earthquake crack, and indeed it was the same crack as the one at the cross hole. The Bible says that when Jesus died, the earth did quake and the rocks rent, Matthew 27:51. And it says, one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and instantly there came out blood and water, John 19:34. So he scraped off some of this black substance and had it laboratory analyzed. Ron explains, dry blood is dead blood. It does not seem possible to get a chromosome count from dead blood. You can get a DNA, but not a chromosome count, which is done by white blood cells. I took the blood to a reliable laboratory to be analyzed. They said we are going to reconstitute it and put it in saline for 72 hours, gently swirling it. I said, I want to be there when you check it out. I was there, and they said that it was human blood. I told them to put it in a growth medium and keep it on body temperature for 48 hours. Although they agreed to do this, they said it won't do any good because it is dead blood. So I was there when they examined it after 48 hours. They put it under a microscope, and then the person called the others in, and they were talking in Hebrew a mile a minute. Then they looked at me and said, Mr. Wyatt, this human blood has only 24 chromosomes in it, 23 chromosomes from his mother's side, plus the Y chromosome. He had all the physical characteristics from the autosomes of his mother. His maleness was determined by the Y chromosome that came from a source of a not human male. See, humans have 46 chromosomes, 22 autosomes from the father and 22 from the mother, plus an X chromosome from the mother and an X or Y chromosome from the father. If the father gives an X chromosome, then it is XX and the child will be female. If the father gives a Y chromosome, it is an XY and the child is male. Then they said, this blood is alive. Whose blood is this? And I said, this is the blood of your Messiah. And I assure you, these men's lives were changed. The ratification of the Old and the New Testament. In the former temple service, the high priest sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice on the mercy seat. Jesus' blood and water poured down through the earthquake crack and fell upon the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, thus ratifying the Old and the New covenants by the blood of Jesus. The act of incomprehensible love for Jesus to allow to be sacrificed was the last and final ultimate blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. For finding of what Jesus went through on the cross, please read When is Enough Enough and Finished. More prophecies given about Jesus in Hinduism, Judaism, Buddhism and Islam. Read the pamphlet Our Religions versus the Kingdom of God. At johanpeters.in you can find 90 plus leaflets on many subjects, 9 books, 27 audio prophecy bites for 2 to 4 minutes each, a study Bible for your PC or laptop, and much more. And all downloads are free, no cookies or no info requests.